In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit down. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So we gather today to keep Sunday, the Christian Sabbath, holy. So thank you for being here. How do we take time out? How do we build quiet into our lives so that our choices and our way of life is a right? Some of us may feel that we've got plenty of time on our hands and never have a problem with creating Sabbath, Shabbat. Other of us might feel that we're incredibly busy and we've never got time really to do anything, certainly not to stop and stare and to wait upon God. But it's a command. It's a command for all of us that we take Sabbath. By the way, it's worth thinking about that Christianity, Judaism, Judeo-Christianity gave us the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Before that, of course, certainly if it was Gentile country, they had no weekend as such. All the days remained the same. It was just constant work. And you'll notice in our own country, as secularism and we remove God from our own culture and nationhood, gradually the weekends become eroded and there is little Sabbath. And then we wonder why mental health issues increase and our anxiety levels increase. It's because we have not obeyed the law of God when he says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We take time out to rest and to wait upon God. Watch our country. Gradually, as Christianity is eroded, so Sunday, Saturday is eroded. And it's not good for our family life, and it's not good for you. Oh, by the way, don't forget that holidays came from holy days. Holidays came from holy days, once again, because people decided that they needed to build Shabbat, Sabbath, into their life. Thank God for holidays and holy days. There was a time in our culture when, before Christianity came, just work and life was relented. It went on and on and on. But with the coming of Judaism and Christianity, it built Shabbat. It built holy days. Mind you, we don't want to make it too much into a legalistic style of life. This is what the Jews, of course, have done in our reading today. Here we are, we're only about 70 odd verses into the Gospel of Mark. 70 odd verses, hardly there, chapter 2. And already they are plotting to kill him. We need to remember, of course, that our rituals are things ultimately that should lead us to God. And if they move beyond compassion, like they do in our reading, where Jesus wanted to come and heal this man with a withered hand, if they move beyond compassion, they have lost the plot. Here, Judaism had got stuck. It's possible, by the way, for that to happen to us as well. I knew a man who went to church regularly. He read the Bible diligently. He said grace at meals. He had family worship at home. He had all the externals of what we might call religion in place. And yet, knowing him, he was a relative of mine. He had no compassion, no desire to sacrifice. He really put himself out for others. His serene orthodoxy, at the same time, was deaf to the call of those in need and the tears of the world. For Jesus, he pushed all these things aside, and ultimately he says what matters is love of God and love of man. And the ritual, if it's hollow, is irrelevant. So I want today to particularly recommend ways in which you can build Sabbath into your life, your daily life. And one of the ways that we can build Sabbath is by learning to pray. Now, a question for you. Some of you, I'm sure, are very diligent in your daily prayer. But I'm amazed how many people come to church who have no routine, really, of any sort of prayer. And yet this is the starting point of Sabbath. Remember the story, Adam walked in the garden and he communed with God together. There was relationship. If you like, there was permanent Sabbath. They connected. But through the incoming destruction of sin, that relationship was broken. And so if we want to build Sabbath into our daily life and to live at peace, we first of all need to center our hearts and life in prayer. And I repeat this week by week because it's so important. So I'm going to ask everybody who's been assigned to give out one of our little cards quickly. I make no excuse today. I'm going to teach you how to pray. The disciples went to Jesus and said, teach us how to pray. So it's one of my responsibilities as a parish priest to enable you to pray. I want you to take these. I'll put on bits of card so that you take them with you. Make sure all the servers will get one as well. Mums and dads have got one. So a searching question, first of all, do we pray? Do we pray? This is a great way of building Sabbath into our daily life. Lyndon, I've been coming to church for years, but I have no routine of prayer. And if that's the case, wow, I've failed you. I've been coming to church for years, but I've got no routine of prayer. And if that's the case, I've failed you as a personal trainer. So this is a simple way of prayer. Now, it's the 2nd of June today. Is that right? 2nd of June. The command is that we must build Sabbath into our life, where we come before God and we rest before him. I'm going to teach you a little way of praying today.
And if you have no routine of prayer, maybe you're an expert of prayer, you might be able to teach me so much, come and tell me, please. But if you have no routine of prayer, after all these years of church, think about why. You need Sabbath. So, 5 minutes of simple prayer, morning and evening. Have you got it, everybody? 5 minutes. Sit comfortably on an upright chair. Light a candle as a sign of the abiding presence of Christ. If you haven't got a candle, take one with you from here today. Light a candle as a sign of the abiding presence of Christ and be quiet for a few moments. By the way, if you can do this together as a family, even better. If you could do it as a couple, wonderful. Do it, because where two or three are gathered in my name, he is especially present. But for those of us who are alone, wonderfully, do it alone. Be quiet for a few moments. By the way, if you understand the power of that first line, light a candle as a sign of the abiding presence of Christ, in one sense, that's all you need. We used to sing a song in my home church, He is all I need, He is all I need, Jesus is all I need. And if you understand the power of his resurrection, and when you're there and you make yourself alive to his presence, that's all you need, really. You could stop there. That's why the Quakers sit in silence. That's all they need. They don't need words. They just come alive to his presence. Stage one. Pray the simple Jesus prayer that comes from the Gospels. Sincerely, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Let's say that. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's a confession. It's a good place to start. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner. Repeat it if you wish. That's stage one. Stage two. You place your hands and palms upwards and open, and you begin to thank the Lord for all you have received. You think in your mind's eye. You know what that is? You visualize it. You think in your mind's eye all that you've received in your life and during the day, if it's the end of the day or the beginning of the day, and you say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You cultivate a sense of gratitude. You reflect a little on the multitude of good things you have known and received during the day or during your life or as you approach the night, morning and evening. And you say thank you. And by the way, if you really say thank you, you could be there for a very long time because you are wonderfully blessed. And so much have come your way that you never even deserved. It was just given. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. One of the great fathers of the church said, to say thank you is enough. Thank you. Thank you. We cultivate a heart of gratitude. We turn over. Stage three, from your hands being open, you turn them over and you face them down. And then you think in your mind's eye all those things that cause you anxiety and fear. Family, my relationship, my marriage, the community, sickness, loss, fear, loneliness, the daily news, things past, present, and future. It can be overwhelming, but you offer it to God. And you invite Jesus into those difficult areas by saying, "Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord, into my pain, into my struggle, into Gaza, into Ukraine. Come, Lord, into the difficulties in my relationship or in my daughter's marriage." You invite his presence to come. You say, "Come, Lord." And you visualize him walking into those difficult areas and speaking his peace. We say, "Peace be still." Say that with me. Peace be still. You do that right now. Maybe there's something that occupies your heart and mind that causes you so much anxiety and fear. What's going to happen, Lord? You see him coming and speaking his peace, saying, "Peace be still." And then you be quiet and you stay in his presence. Last stage, we're almost there. You give everything that you've prayed for to God. And you take care to finish by praying that his will be done on earth as in heaven. And then you pray the Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, people, if you've never learned to pray, here it is. It's the 2nd of June. If you do this for the next 3 months, morning and evening, together, as a family, by yourself, it could be transformative for you. You might just go out and just carry on the same. Like the Herodians and the Pharisees, you might be stuck. And your behaviors might not change, but you might take it on board, and it could be transformative. We did this at my old church for 3 months, and the atmosphere changed radically. People's behaviors were different. When they went into work the following week, their life was different. Those people who are lonely, who live by themselves, suddenly have found a new dynamic in their life that they haven't encountered before. Some of those who've been coming to church for years and just went through all the routines, who got stuck, suddenly changed, came alive to God. "Whoa, I missed it all these years. Where was I? Where were you?" Try it. It's called Sabbath. And those who are just distracted, who really take on board, or when the priest stands up, just shut down, fall asleep, think about lunch, or next week, pray that you'll take this and do it, and it becomes part of you, and it changes us. It's called Sabbath. Do it. 2nd of June, daily, morning and evening. Particularly those that are lonely, do it. And you might encounter God through it. It might surprise you. Amen.